Chapter 6. Oliver is found again. Oliver began to recover and slowly regain his strength. The picture that had caused Mr. Brownlow's excitement was taken down from the wall and was not mentioned again. Oliver was disappointed at the disappearance of the picture, since he liked the woman's face, but he had many other things to think about now. They were happy days while Oliver was getting better. He played cards with Mrs. Bedwin and listened to stories about her family. The days were all so quiet and relaxing after the hardships and poverty of his previous life. Mr. Brownlow bought him a new suit and new shoes, and Oliver's dirty old clothes were given away. One day, Mr. Brownlow asked him to come to his study for a little talk. Oliver went in and sat down. He looked at Mr. Brownlow's serious face in alarm. "Don't tell me you're going to send me away, sir, please," he exclaimed. "Let me stay here. I could help with the housework. Please, sir."
"My dear child, don't be afraid," said Mr. Brownlow kindly. I won't desert you. I believe that you're a good boy, not a common thief. You told me you're an orphan. That seems to be the truth. But I want to hear now the whole story of your life, and how you came to be with the boys I saw you with that day."
Oliver began his story, but was soon interrupted by the arrival of Mr. Grimwig, an old friend of Mr. Brownlow's. Mr. Grimwig was a fierce old gentleman, and very fond of arguments. He clearly knew all about Oliver, and inspected him closely.
"So, this is the boy, is it?" he said at last.
Oliver bowed politely and was introduced by Mr. Brownlow. Tea was then brought in, and during the meal Mr. Grimwig stared so hard at Oliver that the boy felt rather confused. Eventually, Mr. Grimwig whispered to Mr. Brownlow,
"He may be a good-looking